Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Uh-oh. We've created a monster here. Jamie is on the website right now with the auction. This is Phil Collins' ex-wife, who hates him. She just hates him. And she's trying to sell everything that he owns.
This is a great deal.
And what she owns, too. I mean, she's unloading everything. I don't know if she's flat broke and needs the money or what, but you have never, ever seen an auction with items like this posted from one individual. I've never seen it.
I've never seen anything like it.
And Jamie is all over it. You just made a bid on something.
Well, yeah, it's a Gucci monogram tote bag, and she's only asking $250 for it.
And what's it worth?
Like $1,500. I'm not even kidding, $2,000.
$2,000?
A lot of these things, she's asking like literally nothing for
them.
So I put a bid in for it, and I put in my credit card. It said get approval faster. But here's the only weird thing. I bidded successfully. I'm the maximum bid because I put $25
you're
over.
The bidder.
Oh, you're the leader right now.
I am the leader on this bid.
Wow.
But the problem is it's a $66 commission fee that I have to pay on top of that. You don't know that until you see it. Yeah.
Dang. Well,
but still, it's still worth it. This is a great bag.
Now, are you out the $66 if you don't get any items, if you don't win any bidding? Are you automatically
That's a great
out?
Question.
You see what I'm saying? Or if you win a bid, do you...
I bet you're out because...
No, you're not.
I'll bet you
because
are.
Because the website has to make
are.
A commission
yeah,
off of this.
I'll bet you are.
Well, right,
they're
it's
gonna
only
take
for
a cut.
The buyer.
You just got hosed.
No, you did not. Otherwise, nobody would bid on it. You wouldn't have 200 people bidding on stuff if everybody had to pay $66.
But like you said, they're such good deals. You just did it.
Listen, you be quiet and stuff. I'm just losing my ass today.
I think Carson's right.
No, I don't think he's right at all.
I think everybody's paying it, and
no.
I don't think you're going to get that money
oh,
back, Jamie.
Up.
I think you've already lost.
It's their fee.
Look, you don't have to get angry with
I'm
us.
I'm just saying, this is an amazing site, and this purse is worth way more than this. So I'm just going to tell you.
She is selling some ridiculous things on there.
Yeah.
When you go look at this site, and we're going to put a link on the... Did you put it on Facebook yet?
I did.
All right, go to the BJ and Jamie fan page on Facebook. You'll find the link there. It's at the top. Just click that link and go over and see what this woman has put up for sale with this auction. I've never seen anything like it. You're talking about emerald rings, diamonds.
10-carat rings.
She shows the certification of the diamonds themselves. I mean, one diamond here worth almost $500,000, I think it is. And that's just a ring she's got on a website to sell.
And she has the AEGI, whatever.
Yeah, the certification.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, and here, I don't know why she's dumping some of it so cheap. Like, there's a bunch of Chanel bags, and she's just dumping for nothing.
Maybe she's just starting out cheap. Knowing that this stuff's going to go up, up, and up, and therefore she'll end up getting the price that she wants.
You're right, because I'll tell you why. Because I would have never bid on that if it would have been higher.
Like $1,000.
Yeah. And the word gets out, and more people become aware of it because she's offering such super deals, or it appears that way initially, when really all these things will get jacked up to...
So really this woman is smart, is what you're saying?
I'm saying that she's using the system to her advantage.
Yeah.
And people like us are talking about what incredible deals are up there. But when it's all said and done in 7 days, when this auction really does go live, then she's getting everything that she thought she'd get.
Yeah, the prices are going to go way up.
I just don't want her dirty old tennis shoes. She has Givenchy slip-ons that are adorable, but they're $50, and I feel like her feet smell.
Well, I told you, I think she's got big feet. She looks like a big-footed woman.
She does look like a big-footed woman. There are there's just pages and pages of gluttony. Yeah. That tells me Phil Collins, I can't even imagine what
it's
he's
like
worth.
You're on Amazon. That's what it looks like to me. You're just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
Right, exactly. And the watches, I mean, BJ, you've always wanted a Rolex watch, right? A real one?
Yeah, real one.
I'm telling you, they've got, they have.
How many do they have there?
Six.
Jeez. Now, you got to figure that Phil Collins has no idea these are missing out of his bedroom.
I know. You know this what? Is so
I mean, six
sad.
Rolexes on there?
Yeah. What's that one called that the really, really rich people get? That Patek? Patek Philippe or whatever.
I don't know.
You can get that for 24 grand right now.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It could be yours. There's two of them. One for 24K and one for 38K.
Uh-oh, Jamie.
I'll take a boat.
Someone's coming after your purse. Your bag.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Oh,
someone on text sale. Jamie, you're getting outbid right now.
No!
Oh, no. You bastards. Do not do that. When we bring something up that we are leading on the bidding war, it's not fair for anybody in our audience to overbid us.
Right?
That's wrong.
That's not nice, you bastards. I quit.
All right. Go to our Facebook page, the BJ and Jamie fan page. Take a look at it. And go look at these items. It's impressive.
It's what is he worth, really?
I'm going to guess. I'll take a guess. I'm going to say $250 million, $250 million.
Okay.
At least.
Because this makes...
And he's lost money over the years.
Yeah.
But the mansion itself was worth $40 million, and I figure he's not paying a mortgage.
It says $300 million?
Yeah. That's what it says.
Oh, I was close.
But, you know, that makes me sad. It reminds me of that Erica Jane and that old dude that she married. Where these women just, I mean, you know, men do it too, but where these women just go in and get a credit card and just wipe these guys out.
Yeah.
I mean, that one guy in California that Erica Jane married, she ended up bankrupting him, basically, because he kept having to pay for her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just kind of sad, don't you think?
It turns really ugly.
Money's bad.
You know, it does. It turns, I mean, you've got this couple at one time. I mean, they really did love each other, and they were each
did
other's
they?
Best friends. Well, I'm just saying that for them to be together for as long as they were, you got to figure there was something there. But now it's just vicious. I mean, just ugly.
There's a really, oh my God.
She hates him.
There's so much good stuff here. I'm dying. I just wish I could. I wish somebody could smell those shoes for me to let me know if I should buy them or not.
They should have a sniff button on there.
I was hoping. That it was a website that was set up that if you got your bid in by, let's say, 12 o'clock or even 5 o'clock later this afternoon, that you're locked in. That's what you get it for. Right. That's what I was hoping for.
Man.
Just a clearance sale.
There's a Rolex Daytona. There's a Rolex Daytona, and she's selling it for 15 grand, and it's worth 40.
Oh. Yeah, I'd like to have that.
Do you have $15,000?
No, I don't even have $15.
Oh, well.
Is there anything on there for $15?
No.
Like a toilet seat?
Yeah. No.
Well, Phil Collins' butt was on that seat.
I mean,
so it might be worth it.
Butt.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.